with so many heartaches that birthed good songs in our hymnals. 1 John chapter 4, take your Bible. 1 John chapter 4. Brother Barnes, can you give me just a hair more volume? The humidity level has increased and my voice has decreased. So there you go. That was super right there. All right, 1 John chapter 4, we're going to read verses 7 through 14 together. We'll read this passage responsively, and then I want to bring a sweet little truth to you tonight that I think will help you. 1 John chapter 4, verses 7 through 14. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God. And everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love. In this was manifested the love of God toward us, because that God sent his only begotten Son into the world that we might live through him. Herein is love, not that we loved God, but that he loves us and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins. Beloved, if God so loved us, we ought also to love one another. No man hath seen God at any time. If we love one another, God dwelleth in us, and his love is perfected in us. Hereby know we that we dwell in him, and he in us, because he hath given us his Spirit. And we have seen and do testify that the Father sent the Son to be the Savior of the world. And let's pray. Lord, we sure do need you. And Lord, I do pray that as we open the words of God and preach the words of God tonight, would you please burn deeply within us a truth that we all need? Every relationship in life hinges on the truth tonight. The ability to help people hinges on the truth tonight. The ability to know you better hinges on the truth tonight. I pray that we would get it in a special way in Jesus' name. Amen. And you may be seated. Tonight, sometimes when I preach, I'll kind of target an area of people. Sometimes it's kind of like shooting my bow. You rear back and you take careful aim and you shoot one arrow and hit one spot. Tonight I'm going to shoot a shotgun. I'm just going to scatter shot everywhere, and I want it to hit everybody. It doesn't matter who you are, what you are, how far along you are in the Christian life, you need tonight's sermon. Doesn't matter if you've been saved today or you've been saved for 70 years, you need the truth of today. It will challenge you. Let me start by saying this. I long to love people the way God wants me to love them. I really do. I long to love people the way God wants them loved. I mean this. I long to love you the way you need to be loved. My wife will tell you, I hate being away. We would be driving, going to Kentucky or coming back, or going back to Kentucky and coming back with the trip we had. And she'd say, what you thinking about? And it would be something to do with you or somebody's need here. And I constantly have this church and you people on my mind. I know I'm a sinner. I know I fail probably far more than I succeed at loving. But I do know this. My desire is to love God's people and the people God has put here the way he wants them loved. I know that I fail at it, but I'm working at it. I know my ability is growing as I grow. Now, the words I love you are very deep and very complex if they're used correctly. They're not just words we say. They may be some of the most powerful words known to mankind. The words I love you may be the strongest words that could ever be uttered from one human being to another. By the way, these aren't words you just say to get somebody off your back. By the way, if you do, you have a cheap sense of love. They're not bait to get you what you want. You don't use the words I love you as bait like you would on a hook to catch a fish to get what you want. They're to be words that mean something, have depth, and are for someone else. Let me share a quick little story. Oh, it's been 28 years ago. My wife and I had been dating a while. I remember it was in January, and I looked at her and I said, "Debbie, I'm going to say something." I said, "I'm going to say it now, but it will take me the rest of my life to prove it. I love you." I've been working for 28 years to prove it. I haven't succeeded yet, but I'm working at it. Each and every day, we grow closer to one another. She was getting ready to go out and get a few folks before church tonight. We'd come by the church here, and I was at my desk, and she had just put lipstick on. That is the nastiest stuff to mankind. I don't mind getting a little of it, but man, it's just, you know, it's like, I don't know how you women do that stuff. Amen? She said, "It's okay." She said, "Everybody knows it's going to be mine." And I said, "I know. I still don't like it, though." Just, anyway, can I tell you something? I'm still growing in my ability to love. We left 3 o'clock Thursday morning, drove to Kentucky to be with a couple of our kids and had to help my daughter with a doctor's appointment. And then we had to go to the DMV all the way back in Huntington, and that was worthless, and stopped partway and saw our married son and his wife and had dinner with them, and then drove back to Lexington. Spent Friday with my two youngest, and my youngest son took my wife out on a date for her birthday, and I took my daughter on a date. We had good time together. We were back at the college playing games and having fun with them for a while. Friday night, had breakfast with them early Saturday morning, and we drove back yesterday. And I told my wife on the way over, I said, "This is your birthday part. Mostly your birthday present is going to see your kids." Because I knew what that would mean to my wife. That's what she wanted. She wanted time with her kids. So I gave it to her. And I wanted time with the kids. You know, "I love you" is a very deep statement. Tonight, I want to help you with your relationships. It doesn't matter if you're a child. Doesn't matter if you're an adult child. That doesn't mean you're an adult acting like a child. It means you still have your parents, all right? I'm an adult child. My mom and dad are here. And thank God I still have them. And I still have the role of being a child, even though I'm an adult. Now, I don't have to listen to my mommy and daddy, but I'm commanded to honor them. And I plan to honor my mom and my dad. I've tried to live in such a way to where my dad and my mom would not be ashamed of me. I've tried to live in such a way to where I could honor their name as a child. I still have one grandparent left. Bless her heart, she's going to be 98 years old in just a few weeks here. And you say, "Well, how do you honor somebody like that?" You can ask my mom, my dad, my wife, my children. You can call her and ask her. I talk to my grandmother every Saturday and have for over a quarter century. I called her again last night. She said, "I didn't think you were going to call. You're traveling." I said, "Do you think I'm going to let traveling stop me from talking to you?" And bless her heart, almost 98 years old, she's all crippled up and crinkled up, and she's not what she used to be, but from about here up, she's sharp as a tack. Now, wait a minute. I'm still trying to honor her, and I plan to honor her. Doesn't matter if you're a husband or a wife, a friend. You know, friends are supposed to love one another. Part of the fun of a church is having that bond of love. There's a uniqueness there. Doesn't matter, as a pastor, I'm supposed to love. And church members are supposed to love as well. It doesn't matter what relationship you hold in life, we need to learn to love and learn to express our love. Now, I'm going to give you about five things here tonight And they'll go quickly, but listen to me very carefully. Number one, love is an action, not a feeling. Love is an action, not a feeling. Did you know that love isn't something you feel? Love is something you do. You say, well, I talked to so-and-so and they made me tingle. Well, someday the tingle might leave, but you can love them without a tingle. Yes, sir. I'm just being as honest as I can be right now. Young people, listen to me. Lots of things can make you tingle. Somebody can blow across your neck and you can tingle. That doesn't mean that it's love, amen? I'm not going any farther with that. God did not tell us that he loved us because he felt love. God didn't say, you know I love you because you feel my love. By the way, that's where these charismatics get all messed up. I call them healers, feelers, and squealers. Oh, do you feel it? Do you feel it? Do you feel it? Well, it doesn't matter whether you feel it or not. God says, I love you, whether you feel it or not. You know, you don't have to have a tingly feeling or an emotional experience to have been to experience love. Love is an action. Did you know that God expressed his love with Calvary? God expressed his love in the Word of God. He wrote it and gave it to us. He expressed his love in the virgin birth of Jesus Christ. He expressed his love by giving us the Holy Spirit, that once we get saved, the Holy Spirit of God lives inside of us to guide us with the Word of God, with the preaching of the Word of God, and the counsel of the Word of God to live our lives, and that's how he loves us. He doesn't say, I love you because I just feel warm and squishy. Now, if I feel warm and squishy, it's probably not a good thing. Y'all know what I'm talking about? My feet were squishing the other day when I was out golfing with my son because I didn't take my golf shoes. And the water was that deep in the fairways. And my shoes were going. And I was like, oh, this is not going to be comfortable. And the worst part was, it was the only pair of shoes I had with me. So then I got to face the fact that my wife said, did you make sure everything's in your golf bag? Oh, yeah, I did. It's no problem. Ooh, I should have listened. Then I got to go buy a cheap pair of tennis shoes to get through the rest of the trip because I didn't want squishy feet. Amen? I didn't want trench foot. What are you talking about, Ron? You only have one anyway. Now, wait a minute. Love is not expressed by a feeling. Well, college kids are real good at this, and teenagers. Oh, they just make me feel so good. Gag. I'm sorry. I don't care how they make you feel. How do they live? How do they express it? Love is expressed by giving, not by getting. Did you know you can't stop me from loving you? You don't have to receive my love, but I can love you whether you want me to or not. Nah, 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 nah. You don't have to accept how I give it. But may I say this, that doesn't mean I can't love you whether you accept it or not. This dear twisted person who hates my internal organs and emails me every time somebody knocks on her door. I feel sorry for the person. That they're so bitter that somebody cares enough to try to keep them out of hell that they'd get that upset that they want to call the police. Well, call the police. Doesn't mean that we can't express our love by trying to keep her carcass out of hell. Say, doesn't that make you angry? No, I want to go love that person. I loved what my wife said when she found out when she had knocked on the door when we said not to. She said, I wonder if I ought to get some kind of gift together and put on her front step. I said, honey, don't go close to that house right now. She was sincerely wanting to express love, but that was not the way or the time. I said, wait 6 months and we'll find out what happens. And then somebody knocked on her door yesterday. We got to wait another 6 months. Amen. Yeah, buddy. You know, God didn't say, I'll love you if you love me first. God said, I love you whether you love me or not. Do you know that God loves all of the human race? Even the ones that hate him? Even the ones that don't believe him? Even the ones that worship false gods? God loves them. Do you know anybody worshiping a false god or the wrong way tonight, if they'll look to God and say, I'm a sinner, I need what Jesus Christ did, and I realize I'm bound for hell and I'll accept what you did for me, God will save them. God expresses love by his action, not by his feeling. And he doesn't say, I'll love you if you love me first. That's baby stuff. Time for us to grow up. By the way, look at 1 John 4:19. Matter of fact, I love this. He said, we love him because he first loved us. Man loves God because God loved man. God doesn't love man because man loves God. God loved us before he created us. I loved my children before they were born. My daughter, she'll say, Daddy, I love you more than you love me. I said, I've had more practice at it than you've had. Nope, you can't love me more than I love you. I said, yes, I can. I've been loving you longer than you've been alive. She said, that's not fair. I said, I win. I win. Can I tell you something? That's the way God is. He loved us before we were here. You can receive love, but receiving love doesn't mean you know how to love. Do you know I can get people to express love to me, but that doesn't mean that I love in return. I only love in return when I express my love, and I've got to hurry. So love is an action, not a feeling. Number two, listen to this point. Young people, teenagers, listen to this point. Love not expressed is wasted love. Love not expressed is wasted love. What good is it if you love somebody and you've never told them, never did anything to express it? What a shame. I know adult children who have adult parents and they never talk to one another, never tell each other they love them. And then when that parent dies, they have a life of regret because they never told them they loved them. How sad. I don't know how long it's been, but I don't think I ever leave my mom or my dad's presence without saying I love you. Can I tell you why? Don't know when the last time I'll leave their presence will be. When I worked for Brother Hiles, I decided, and by the way, I did this for every pastor I worked with. I made sure that the last thing I ever said to my pastors were, I love you. I'm not asking you to do that. I worked for the men. I was glad the last words I ever said to Brother Hiles were, I love you, on a Friday, the day he went to the hospital for his heart attack. It was the last words I ever spoke to him. Last words he ever said to me, I said, preacher, I love you. He said, I love you too, Craig. I love you too. Those are the last words we ever spoke to one another. Can I tell you how sweet that is? I don't have any regrets. None whatsoever. What good is it for you to have love and you never say it? Teen boys are real good about teenagers in general. Girls are too. Girls get mean and nasty and snotty for a while and then they finally grow up. But teen guys, it's just not cool to say I love you. Well, if you're too cool to say I love you, you're wasting your love. There are stronger words in the English language than I love you. You're not showing strength, you're showing weakness. See, I don't even know if you can say I love you and not express it. Because love is an action, not a feeling. We need to learn to say, I love you in many ways. Now, I think we ought to say, I love you with our words. I really do. I'm glad as I go through our church, I hear that statement a lot. And not just towards me, I mean amongst everybody. I love hearing those words. But may I say this, I think husbands and wives ought to tell each other they love them. I think parents ought to tell their kids they love them. I think kids ought to tell their parents they love them. I think pastors ought to tell their people. By the way, there's not a service goes by here I don't tell you I love you. Say why? Because I love you. I want it to be a natural expression to us. I think if you're family, you ought to hug each other. Now, I'm not one of these huggy people, all right? I'm not going to walk up to all you women and just start hugging you, all right? I married one and I have one daughter. Those are the two ladies I hug and my mother. Past that, not many people get hugged. Say why? Not my job to hug somebody else's wife. I'm not talking about that. But I think in your home, and I think with your family, people need that touch. My daughter, yesterday morning, we were at the restaurant there getting food, and she just walked up, put her head on my shoulder, and grabbed a hold of me. And that meant, Dad, I need a hug. So I put my arms around her. Say, how long till she let go? I was fine with it. It was quite a while. Every once in a while, she'd lean a little heavy, and she'd trying to push me over. Say, hey, you're not 5 years old anymore. You're big enough to push me over. Quit doing that. Daddy. All right. There's expressions of love that way. I put my arm around my wife. I hugged my wife. I hold her hand. I held my daughter's hands. She and my daughter and I went shopping for my shoes one day and got out of the car, and I'm holding hands with my wife, holding hands with my daughter. And you should have seen some of the looks I got. And I thought, what are you looking at me for? I'm having a good time. Wife and daughter. I'm not a polygamist here. But that's the look you get because it's so foreign anymore. You know, the kids all laugh about it. I'm all the time kissing on my wife. And one of my boys said, Dad, that's nasty. Old people kissing each other. I said, son, might have a little snow on the roof, but there's still fire in the fireplace. I said, like it or lump it, you better be glad. You know what? As Josh got married and things, I'm so glad that he and his wife expressed their love appropriately to each other, even in public. That's the way we ought to be. Did you know it's not wrong to write somebody a note appropriately and tell them that you love them? Now, ladies, be careful. Men, be careful. I'm not going to write a note to Ellen Moore and say, Mrs. Moore, I love you. I might say my wife and I do. I'll include my wife with it. I'll say we love you and your family. I don't just tell you individual ladies, I love you. Now, if your husband's there, I'll say, I love y'all. But your husband's going to be standing there for you to hear that coming out of these lips. You say, why? Because I don't want it taken the wrong way. Right. I believe in being appropriate. I believe in encouraging people and telling them that you love them. Write them a note. Send them a text. Now, don't make that the only expression of your love. But that is a way to do it. Did you know you can do nice things for people? Did you know you can express kindness to people by just doing something nice? By the way, you can even do it for people that don't like your internal organs. God said you're supposed to love your enemy. You don't have to sign what you do. Recently, I had somebody that I did something kind for, and they would consider themselves my enemy. I did something nice for them. I had something sent to them from a different state even, so that they didn't even know who it came from. Say why? I wanted them to get a blessing. It just said, I want you to know I love you. And that's all it said. Say, why? Because I need to learn to love people that don't like me. That's not hard. I got a lot of them. Did you know that obedience is a way to express your love? Jesus, God said, if you love me, keep my commandments. Children, did you know you show your mom and dad you love them by obeying them? My kids, when they were smaller, they disobey. I'd say, you don't love me. You don't love your mom. Yes, I do. No, you don't. Yes, I do. No, you don't. If you loved us, you'd obey us. God said, if you love me, keep my commandments. You hate me. No, I don't. Yes, you do. If you're not obeying, you're not expressing love. Boy, they didn't like that. Can I tell you something? I didn't write it. God did. When we obey, we're expressing love. By the way, when you obey, you're expressing love. You tell God you love him by obeying what's in this book. Say, well, I wish I could just tell God. Well, you can tell him verbally, but show him in your actions by obeying what's in the Word of God. That's how we express our love to God. By the way, that's what soul winning is. That's what tithing is. That's what attending church is. That's what following what God said to do in his word, that is how we show him that we love him. And I got to hurry. Number three, learn to love in each step or stage or what I call era of life. This is a hard one. You know, as a child, learn to love as a child. And learn to accept the love of a child. Cameron, this is my buddy down here. Come on up here for a second. Put your Bible down. You're not that spiritual. This little guy right here, he never walks through the door without telling his preacher that he loves him. Without giving me a hug. He'll never know how much that encourages his preacher every once in a while. You say, wait a minute. He didn't leave you a $50 gift certificate? Now, the $50 gift certificates are nice. But I'll take, preacher, I love you any day. Any day. That's how love's expressed. Amen? Thanks, buddy. You can have a seat. Can I tell you something? I didn't say fall down. Good night. Do you know, I enjoy that. I enjoyed when Brother Stoltz's bus, they colored pictures for the preacher one day. I looked through every one of those things and enjoyed each and every one of them. It doesn't take a lot to express love. You know, learn to love as a young adult. Young adults aren't real good at expressing love. Well, we just got to go sow our wild oats. Why? All that is weeds. You don't have to sow weeds because you're going to reap more weeds. You know, as you become a young adult, don't forget the people that molded you. I'm glad when I went to college and I came home for one summer, I didn't outgrow my home pastor. I just jumped in line and served him. Matter of fact, I got better training than my home pastor got. But I still fell in line and did what I could do. Don't get too big for your britches as you get older. Don't get too big for your mama or your daddy. As a young adult, don't get so big that, well, that's just not the way it's going to be for me. God bless you. You're going to have a tough life. I think we ought to learn from people's mistakes. Yes, I do. But that doesn't mean you hold it over their head. That's called bitterness. Everybody doing all right? I'm glad as I grew up and I got older, I was able to stay close to people that had even changed. Not close as far as time, but I was able to thank them for their investment in my life. I won't take much more time on that, but can I tell you something? We parents need to learn to love our children. And I mean love them. I was talking to, I think it was Mrs. Schwartz. We were sitting there at the college. She and my wife were roommates in college, and now they work at the college overseeing our kids and this, that, and the other thing. And I said, yeah, parenting adult children's harder than parenting little kids. And she said, boy, isn't that true? I said, mm-hmm. I said, number one, they have adult problems. Number two, they don't have to do what you tell them to do. She said, pretty well put, Brother Bush. I said, well, I got three of them, I know. But may I say this, a wise child will learn to at least listen to the advice of a parent. Doesn't mean you all have to follow it exactly. But if somebody's been down the road farther than you, it makes sense to at least stop and listen before you fall off the bridge. Learn to love as a middle-aged person. That's me. It means I'm going to live to be 100. You know, we need to learn to enjoy each stage of life. I'll be 49 in May. Not as old as you, Ron. You're going to be there first. But may I say it this way? You know, 50 doesn't sound real appealing to me. But you know what? I'm not afraid of it. I didn't worry about 40. I really didn't worry about 30. 20 was traumatic for me. You say, 20? Yeah, because I was working with teenagers, preaching to teenagers when I was a teenager and said, look, I'm a teenager too. And I thought, I got to come up with a new way to reach teenagers because I'm not a teenager anymore. That was the hardest transition for me. You say, aren't you regretting or dreading 50? No. Good night. I got a whole lot more to accomplish, and I'm not going to let 50 stop me. The only thing that's going to stop me is the rapture. Amen? That's the only way it would stop me. I don't plan on slowing down for a while. You know, learn to love as a middle-aged person loves. That doesn't mean you grow a ponytail and ride a Harley. You know, you got these 50-year-olds that try to act like they're grandkids. To me, that's ridiculous. Now, I'm for getting on the floor and playing with the grandkids. But that doesn't mean you have to act like them and dress like them. Boy, that's good stuff. Learn to love as a grandparent. Usually when you hit that middle age stage, you're going to probably end up being a grandparent. I'm not there yet. Praise the Lord. Not ready for some little brat to call me grandpa yet. I'm not ready to be married to a grandma. But it's coming. Amen? Can I tell you something? Learn to love as a senior citizen. And by the way, the older you get, I understand, the more frustrating it gets. You're not able to do what you once did, and it gets frustrating. But can I tell you something? Don't get mad at us if we want to help you get it done. We love you anyway. Okay, just so, 'cause you can't put a 90-hour work week in doesn't mean that you're not usable anymore. Boy, that's good stuff. Number four, I got to hurry, and I'll finish up with these two pretty quickly. Love is for the person you're loving, not for you. Love is for the person you are loving. It's not for you. Do you know that I'm not supposed to love that little lady right there for me? I'm to love her for her. You know, I'm not supposed to love Brother Barnes for me. I'm supposed to love Brother Barnes because Brother Barnes needs a heap of it. Just like you do. You know, she is to be the issue, not me. You are to be the issue, not me. Love is satisfied in giving to the object. It doesn't need it to be reciprocated back to it. You know, I'm going to tell on my wife. I'm going to get in trouble. But the day I told her I loved her, she didn't say anything back to me. You talk about a long afternoon and evening at work and a long night. Say, what did she do? I told her right at the end of one of our dates right before I left for work. Say, why? Because I was a chicken. And she said, okay. I thought, boy, that went over like a lead balloon. I went to work. I worked all evening, got back to my room about 1 o'clock in the morning, got up the next morning. I found out later from my mother-in-law that her mom's words to her, she called her mom and said, "Mom, Craig just told me he loved me." She said, "What'd you tell him?" She said, "I didn't say anything." Here are my mother-in-law's exact words. "Deborah Jean, why didn't you say something?" "Because I didn't know what to say." "Well, do you love him?" "Yes." "Well, then tell him." I loved it. Thank God for my mother-in-law. You got to know my mother-in-law to really appreciate that one, though. Can I tell you something? Love is to be satisfied. Now, there was about 12, 14 hours there. I wasn't sure how that one was going to go over. Thank God it's all worked out. Amen. Can I tell you something? If you get love back, it's a bonus. But you don't have to be loved back to express love. Getting love back is the bonus. Loving is the good part. Can I tell you something? Seeing others get what they want is more fun than you getting what you want. It really is. Learning to watch people you love get what they want is more fun than you getting what you want. Say, "What do you want, preacher?" "Nothing. I just want you to get what you want." I really do. I get more satisfaction watching the people I love get what they want. That's what I want. I don't want anything else. You see, and I'm going to make this statement, try not to love people with a desire to get something back from them. Do you know it's not the expression of love that's important as far as what you personally give to them or do for them? It's the fact that you did something for them. "Well, I want to buy the perfect gift." There's no such thing. Just go do something. Sometimes we think we have to find out exactly what they want. That's going to happen every once in a while. But I've lived enough life, people's wants change. So you're not going to find the exact thing. Just express your love. That's more important. Number 5, and I'm done. Let's all learn how to love God. Let's all learn how to express our love to God. Can I tell you something? When's the last time you got alone, just you and God, and said, "God, I love you"? And you told him why you loved him. Some of you young people that can't tell your mom or your dad that you love them, you don't tell God that you love him either. It's easier to tell a person you love them after you've told your God you love him. Promise you. Reason many of us don't say those words this way is because we're not saying those words this way. When my eyeballs popped open at 4 this morning and I laid in bed wondering what day it was, if I was, and am I still alive? When I finally figured out I was alive and what day it was, the first words I could think were, "God, I love you. It's Sunday. I get to say it in a whole bunch of different ways today." I can't tell you how many hundreds of times today I've said, "God, I love you." Now, I wasn't real happy with myself when I drove all the way to the church this morning and realized I only had my truck key and I didn't have church keys. And the scary thing was I didn't have a house key either because it's with my church keys. And I locked the house on the way out. So that means I got to call and wake my wife up at 4:45 in the morning and say, "Can you unlock the door so I can get my keys?" That was not a fun morning for her birthday. Now, wait a minute. But you know what? I said, "Okay, God, there's a reason. I don't know what it is yet, but there's a reason." When's the last time you read God's love letter to you? He wrote you a book. When's the last time you read it? "Well, I just have a hard time understanding how God could love me." You'll start reading that. It'll start absorbing. You'll start figuring it out. And he'll show you ways that you can show him you love him. So we tell God we love him. We read his book and we tell others about him. Do you know when I started dating my wife, I told everybody we were dating. You say, why? Because I didn't want anybody else dating her. Matter of fact, she was dating one of my friends a little bit. She had gone out. And I asked her on a date. I asked her again. And I asked her again. I asked her again. I worked in the same machine shop as the guy. He said, Craig, aren't you going to back off? I said, nope. He said, but I asked her for a date, and she said, she's already got one. I said, yep, with me. He said, but I had one with her first. I said, too bad, so sad. You didn't ask fast enough. I did. Say, what was that? Beat competition, amen? Can I tell you something? We need to learn to tell others about God. You learn to love God by telling others how much you love him. That's what soul winning is all about. And may I say this, obey his word. If we'll just learn to obey him. If we would just learn to obey God, it's amazing how much more we would love him. Well, I just don't understand God. You can't, you're human. He's God. But I will tell you this, I didn't always understand my parents. But when I became a parent, I understood why they said, shut the door, I'm not heating the outside. Y'all know what I'm talking about? I always heard myself say, when I have kids, I'm never going to say those things. I remember the first time something came out of my mouth, I thought, man, that is exactly what my dad used to say. I swore I would never say that, but amazing how much wiser your parents get when you become a parent. Y'all know what I'm talking about? Can I tell you something? When you start obeying God, you'll start understanding what he says. And then you're going to start using those statements. And then you're going to say, well, where'd that come from? I didn't know I learned that. Yeah, you did. I want to be known as a person that loves. But I'm not going to compromise to love somebody. I'm not going to change what that book says to love somebody. Because if I change what that book says to love you, I'm not loving him, therefore I can't love you because he is the source of all love. Preachers that get mamby-pamby and quit preaching truth and quit preaching separation and quit preaching all the counsel of God do not love you no matter how much they wiggle when they walk. No matter how warm and squishy they appear and no matter how much emotion they put into it and, oh, they just make me feel so wonderful. Gag. If you're not standing for something, you know, I loved my kids enough that I warned them, and every once in a while, I had to correct them. You don't love your child because you don't correct them. You love your child because you do correct them. That's one way you prove you love them. God said, if you're one of mine, I'll correct you. See, I want to be known as a person who loves. I want our church to be known as a church that loves. To do that, we need to express it to each other. We need to express it to a lost and dying world. We need to express our love to God, and he's shown us how to do it. Every head bowed, every eye closed. I wonder, how's your love? How's your expressing of love going? Say, well, I'm sincere. Okay, but God showed us some things we could do to obey him and show him and others better how we love. Let's say, preacher, tucked away somewhere inside that sermon, something I needed. Would you raise your hand? Oh, my soul, scores and scores of hands. Thank you. In a moment, we'll stand. When we stand, the piano begin to play. When the piano begins to play, if you raised your hand, why don't you come to this altar and begin to express your love to God for a moment. Tell him what you're going to try to fix. Just take a moment. Some of you just need to take a moment for the first time today and tell God how much you really love him.